Welcome to the Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Today's question is from Isaiah. Isaiah actually sent several questions in, and we're not going to be able to get to all of them. But this one, I was like, I bet the other kids would wonder this too. So I picked this one to read and to answer today. So Micah, what is Isaiah's question?
If Satan knows that he is not going to win, why does he keep fighting back and trying to win?
You know, sometimes we wonder why people keep fighting if they know they're going to lose.
I know, just give up.
When I was a boy, some friends and I decided to play King of the Rock. And for those of you who've never played it, it's where someone gets on top of a rock and tries to stay there without being pushed or pulled off by the others.
Sounds violent.
Sounds like a great game, you know, to have fun.
Sounds like a guy game.
Sounds like a guy game. There So we were all guys. There were no girls there.
Good.
And the older boys decided to let the younger boys be King of the Rock.
Oh.
And we thought, oh, that's so great.
Woohoo!
And then we realized why they wanted us to be King of the Rock, because they were going to have fun pulling us off.
Of course.
And so that's exactly what happened. My friend, right away, within the first few minutes, got pulled right off the rock, and I was left all by myself with two older, bigger, stronger boys. And I knew there was no way I could continue being King of the Rock.
So did you give up?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I'm not sure. I think I may have been scared. I think I may have felt like I had to defend myself and be the King of the Rock. And I continued to wrestle until the very end, when I too got pulled off the rock.
You should have just given up.
I should have. But that's what we find with Satan in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12.
All right, the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 12. And then we're going to look at verse 12. That's pretty easy to remember. Revelation 12:12. Aiden, what does that say?
Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time.
So why does Satan keep fighting back and trying to win? The Bible says that he has great wrath. In other words, knowing that he only has a short time left makes him so angry that he keeps fighting.
Wow. He has great wrath. So that's like anger, and he's just furious. And so he's like, I am out to take down everyone I can.
That's right.
I'm going down, so I'm taking as many with me as possible.
That's right. It reminds me of a battle fought in 1336 in Lithuania. When the defenders realized that they were going to lose, they decided to burn down their wooden fortress and take their own lives so that the enemy would have nothing to take home with them.
Yeah, like no trophy, war trophy, prizes.
Nothing. They're no, like, prisoners, no nothing.
That would be almost embarrassing for the other army.
It would.
Yeah.
And they decided if they were going to lose, they were going to try to embarrass the other army and not give them anything.
Wow.
Kind of crazy. It may be that Satan feels the same way those defenders did. Rather than surrender and stop fighting, he'd rather destroy the whole world and everyone in it.
And you know, by doing that, it brings sadness to God. And that's, you know, Satan wants to make God unhappy. He wants to bring him just sadness. And so that's like a way that Satan's like, ha, I can make life even worse for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts more.
That's right.
Ugh.
Yeah. But the good news is that Satan will lose the final battle against God and God's special people. I want to be one of God's special people, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, Isaiah, you asked a really good big question, and I really am thankful for it. Good job. We are so glad that you guys joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.